The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. Looking ahead to Saturday evening at Wimbledon. The big night is here. It's the final of the 2014 William Hill Greyhound Derby. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined once again on the line by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm great, Mark. I can't believe where all the time's gone. A month ago, when we were just getting excited about this fantastic competition, and we've now reached the conclusion. Can't wait.
Yeah, should be a great evening. Six dogs remain in the competition. £200,000 in the prize pot for the William Hill Greyhound Derby. And we'll just start by having a quick look back at the semi-finals to see how the dogs got there. And we'll start with Mind the Net, who's been impressive, particularly in the semi-finals. He came through the field to get the better of King Craig, Rory and Farlow Trent. Won by a length and a quarter, and he's shortened into 11-10 on the night, and now even money at the top of the betting at the time of recording. Do you see him as the one to beat?
I think he's the one to beat, although I do think he's very short, and a little bit later on I'll be making a case where there might be better value elsewhere. But he was so impressive on the eye. He broke well enough, didn't quite make the bend and took an almighty whack, but he's a nimble-footed greyhound, got back on an even keel and powered through to win. Because his main market rival that night was Aero Nemesis. He just seemed to be found out with that third run a week and looked a bit of a tired dog.
Yeah, and with the exit of Aero Nemesis, that means we're going to have a new trainer's name on the Roll of Honour for the William Hill Greyhound Derby this year. Six trainers who haven't won it so far. That's a bit of history, isn't it?
It is. That's right. First time that we're absolutely guaranteed to have a new trainer since 2004. That was the last time that all six handlers hadn't won it beforehand. And yes, it's been really exciting for all the connections this week. Although I have to be honest with you, what struck me is how calm many of them are. I think the nerves might build up, though, as it comes time to put those dogs in the trap.
Yeah, we'll see how calm they are on Saturday evening. Droopy's Ward was a bit of a shock winner on the night as well in the semi-finals. He was a 12-1 winner of his semi-final heat. He picked up Crocus Jump in the home straight to win by half a length in the night's fastest time as well. I know the bows went round before the race, but 28-25, an impressive performance from a puppy.
It was, and he's really gone from strength to strength. He's only had 12 races, didn't make his debut until March, so Paul Young and Connections will be delighted with him. I think what happened last weekend was that in a race lacking serious early, Crocus Champ blasted away as we thought he would, but the strong running dogs turned in behind him, albeit a few lengths off the pace, but again, a bit like Aero Nemesis, but not to the same extent. I think Crocus Champ was probably just short of his best last week and proved vulnerable late on. Hopefully that week rest now will have put him spot on again.
Yeah, and Crocus Champ through in second. The other qualifier from that was the other remaining pup in the competition, Salad Dodger. He was round in third to qualify. So we've got the six lined up. We'll move on to that later on in the piece to get your thoughts on who you think will win this year's Greyhound Derby. But we've also got a great supporting card as well, Jonathan.
It's always a brilliant card. It's very difficult just to get a ground accepted for it. There'll be a lot of disappointed connections didn't make it. These races are tremendous all the way through, and it certainly is Greyhound Racing's night of the year.
Yeah, and let's get stuck into the action then. We'll go through the first eight races on the card, climaxing in the William Hill Greyhound Derby final. It's the eight televised races as well, and the first of them is the 7.08. We start with the William Hill Bet on the Move 273-metre sprint. We do have betting on site for most of the races as well, and the sprint betting is tight. It's 3-1 co-favourites of three, with Cluxton's Free, Skate On and Xena's Boy at the top of the betting. 7-2 for Sound Flight, 5-1 for Merlin's Crash, and Future Lad is the 16-1 outside. What are your thoughts in the opening race, Jonathan?
Well, I think the betting tells you all you need to know about this race. I wouldn't rule any of them out. And that includes the rank outsider, Future Lad, who was very impressive at Monmouth last time. He's in great form. However, I'm going to go with Merlin's Crash. I think you discount a Mark Wallace-trained runner at your peril. And although he's been a little bit hit and miss at the start in recent sprints, he had a golden run of form at the start of the year. And I don't think he'll need to improve very much to take advantage of a fast start and lead by the bend. That said, there's some serious pace in this race. They're all going to be flying to the bend. Skate On has got brilliant early and has been kept very much to this Wimbledon sprint trip in recent trials, so she knows all about the place. Six Cluxton's three dropped down from four bends into sprinting, and he's done well. But you can't rule out the likes of Soundflight and one of Zena's Boy in two either. Really difficult, but four Merlin's Crash for me to beat three State On and six Cluxton's three.
Okay, 4-3-6 in the opening race, and the second race is the 7:23, and this is the Seamus Graham and Joe McKenna Memorial Stakes, which is an open race over 480 metres. Holden Spy is the 1-2 market leader, 100-30 for Ballygibbon King, Blackstone Marco 8-1, 10-1 for Swithin's Way, Thatcher's Champ 12-1, and Rebellious Khan 50-1. So an odds-on favourite in the shape of Holden Spy. Do you think he'll win? What are your thoughts here, Jonathan?
I think you've got to go for Hold'em Spy. Connections are entitled to dream of what might have been. He was so unlucky when getting knocked out of the Derby at the quarter-final stage and virtually put on the floor at the first bend and rallied to be only beaten in the photograph for third place behind Croker's Champ. The Scottish Derby champion won on this card last year. He took the invitation that night. I think he'll win this. I think it'll be a trademark burst from halfway and he'll power through to hit the front when it matters. Track 5, Ballygibbon King is likely to be up there from the outset, and any trouble in behind would aid his cause. But don't roll out Blackstone Marco in track one either. He's finding his feet for Mark Wallace now, and a good draw to work with because he should be up with the action from the outset on the inside. But with anything like a run, Hold'em Spy in six should be too strong for them. So it's six Hold'em Spy to beat 5 Ballygibbon King and 1 Blackstone Marco.
6-5-1 then in the second race. The third race is the 7:38, and we have the Stayers in action for this. It's the William Hill Download the App Stayers Stakes, an open race over 687 metres. Romantic Rambo is the 7-4 market leader at the time of recording. Farley Chicken 3-1, Droopy's Posh 5s with Stainless Steel, Hold'em Hawk 6-1 and 8-1 for Scala Drummond. What are your thoughts in the Stayers race, Jonathan?
Well, the interesting greyhound is Farley Chicken, reached the Derby semi-finals. It's always looked like a stayer and now steps up to six bends for the first time. It's a bit of a learning curve, so I'm going to watch where he's concerned. I'm actually going to go for trap 4, Stainless Steel, for Paul Young. Now, he really came of age during the Regency at Hove last month and has put in a really good trial over this course and distance subsequently, having seen being up there with the action from the outset, and he could take some pegging back. Trap 6, Romantic Rambo, was a good winner here of a valuable race on quarter-final night and short-headed the top Irish start, Tyra Sugar Ray. He'll be there or thereabouts. And obviously Farley Chicken, well, you can't rule him out, but we just don't quite know whether a greyhound who looks as though six bends are going to suit will actually turn out that way. Of the others, well, Droopy's Posh in one reached the Ledger final, but it was a bit disappointing in that Romantic Rambo race a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to pass on this occasion. I'm going for trap 4, Stainless Steel, to be 2, Farley Chicken, and 6, Romantic Rambo.
Okay, and on to the 7:57 next. This is the William Hill Exclusive Mobile Offers Invitation. It's over 480 metres, and some of the greyhounds in here we've seen in the Derby so far as well. A really good renewal of this race. Who'd you like for the 7:57, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, this is almost what used to be the consolation. Semi-final eliminations get first dibs, and we've got three of them back. Aero Nemesis, of course, was a leading fancy for the Derby until just flattening out 7 days ago. He's deserved a favourite here, but there must be an element of risk in siding with him. It's in the lap of the gods whether that week's got his energy levels back to full capacity. I'm going to go for Metro Jack, who had a very good Derby campaign, just didn't quite make the break when it mattered in the semi-final won by Droopy's Ward last week. But has a good makeup here. Vacant trap on his inside, and Sidarian TJ hasn't got brilliant early either. I can see Metro Jack being up with the action from the outset. Of course, Aero Nemesis will look to race clear early and could build a winning advantage. My only doubt with him, as I say, is that slightly below par run last week and also the short odds he's offered at. Sidarian TJ will be staying on strongly and he can claim third position. But for 3, Metro Jack, to beat 6, Aero Nemesis, and 1, Sidarian TJ.
Okay, 3-6-1 there. Then on to the next race, which is the 8:12, and we have some real stamina-laden greyhounds in here. The William Hill Durando Marathon is an open race over 894 metres, and the betting is headed by Musical Gaga, who's 5-4, 9-4 for Old Refrain, Watch and Learn 11-4, 12s for Black Francis, Storm Pockets 14-1, and 33-1 for Molly's Hope. Who'd you like for the Durando Marathon?
This is the race in which Musical Gaga made a winning marathon debut on Derby final night last year, but she's got to overcome a real absence if she's going to retain that title. She hasn't raced since late November. Trial work's been good, but you have to think that she's short enough. I think the two to concentrate on here could be Old Refrain and Watch and Learn. They were separated by a head on quarter-final leg in watch and learn favour. But I think Old Refrain, who looked like the winner for most of that contest, can reverse that form. Very strong. I see her powering to the front on the final circuit. Watch and Learn is clearly closely matched with the selection, and there shouldn't be much between them again, while the class of Musical Gaga means that she should be up there, even if this run will surely bring her on. I'm going for 5 Old Refrain to beat 6 Watch and Learn and 4 Musical Gaga.
5, 6, and 4 then in the 8-12. We're on to the finals from here on out, and the first of them is the William Hill Champion Hurdle Final. That's at 8:28, and the betting is headed by Conor Maddy Jumbo, Soviet Military, and Westmead Meteor, who are all 5-2, so co-favourites of 3 for this year's Champion Hurdle. Castle Lions Kofi, 7-2, 12-1 for a little less lip, and Blonde Becker is 20-1. Who do you think will win this year's Champion Hurdle, Jonathan?
Trainer Ricky Holloway won all 3 heats last week with Castellines Kofi, Westmead Meteor and defending champion Soviet Military. Of that trio, I like Castellines Kofi, marching in the slowest heat time, but that doesn't tell the tale because he was well clear until hitting the first hurdle in the home straight. He lost a lot of momentum, yet still only went a couple of lengths slower than the other times. I think a similar display of early pace and marginally better jumping or make him very tough to beat. Track 5, Westmead Meteor, will look to be up there from the outset, but does need to clear Conor Maddy Jumbo in 4. With a clear run, I'd have to respect him, but it is far from certain. Of the others, Blonde Becker in track 1 has a brilliant makeup and looks way overpriced. I wouldn't dissuade anyone from including Blonde Becker in forecast and tricast combinations. I'm going for 3, Castellines Kofi, to beat 5, Westmead Meteor, and 1, Blonde Becker.
Okay, 3-5-1 in the William Hill Champion Hurdle. On to the final of the William Hill Greyhound Derby Plate, and Borneo is the 9-4 favourite. JT Seville 11-4, 3-1 for All About You. Droopy's Norris 9-2, 7-1 for Brosna King, and Ben Cart Nero is 14-1. Who'd you like for the William Hill Greyhound Derby Plate?
I think this is one of the most puzzling races on the card, to be honest with you. You can make a case for and against most of them. I'm going to go for Brosna King in trap 5, who's got brilliant early and must have a fantastic chance of leading. Now, he doesn't really stay, and he's probably going to need a little bit of help in the form of trouble in behind, but there's every chance that that might happen. Main threat may come from trap 2, JT Seville. Very strong, if a little quirky. He'll be powering home late on. I fell by only a short head to get to Brosna King in the heats last week. Trap 6, Borneo, landed something of a gamble when winning his heat, but that was in the first race of the night. He's a renowned poor kenneler and has to be locked up for a little bit longer here, so that might just count against him. Droopy's Norris in 1 has a good draw, but he's a real heavyweight dog and finds it difficult to break. He might not capitalise on it. I'm going to go for 5, Brosna King, to be 2, JT Seville, and 6, Borneo.
Okay, 5-2-6 then in the Derby Plate. On to the big race of the evening next. The 8th race on the card is the William Hill Greyhound Derby 2014, and Mind the Net is the even money favourite. 5-2 for Crocus Champ, Droopy's Ward 13-2, 8-1 for Farlow Trent, 16-1 for Salad Dodger, and King Craig Rory is the 25-1 outsider. Jonathan, talk us through your thoughts in this year's renewal of the William Hill Greyhound Derby.
The most valuable greyhound race in the world. Beats the Australian ones. Exchange rates have fluctuated now, so that's interesting. Now, Crocus Champion Trap 1 for me. I think Peter Cronin's dog is the value. He was picked up in the semis by Droopy's Ward, but I think the 7 days rest subsequent to that can see him just be that little bit stronger all round. He's got terrific early pace. Trap 1 might not be an ideal draw, although he's performed from it well earlier in the competition. I think he can be in front by the first bend and build enough of an advantage. Compatriot, the fellow Irish trained, Mind the Net, well, he is definitely a worthy favourite, although I think he's short enough. He had to ride a bump when coming through to win his semi-final. He might have to do so again, and Crocus Champ might just be gone beyond recall for all that Mind the Net is so strong from halfway. Of the others, I think King Craig Rory in 5 could be value for Tricast. Yet to win in the competition, neither are Farlow Trent or Salad Dodger. But King Craig Rory's run some good races, most particularly in the semis a week ago when chasing home Mind the Net. Salad Dodger, a middle Romford grader at the start of the year, has performed wonders, but I'm not quite sure he can get involved here. Farlow Trent has a great draw in 6, but hasn't been trapping. Can you rely on him to do it now? I'm not so sure. The really interesting runner, Droopy's Ward in 3, lightly raced, has a better start in him than he's been producing, showed a bit of it last week. If he got a run, he could emulate his father, Westmead Hawk, the late, great Westmead Hawk, and come through. But it is a big ask for one so young. I'm going for one Crocus Champ to beat four Mind the Net and five King Craig Rory.
Okay, 1-4-5 then in the William Hill Greyhound Derby for Jonathan. We've got all your selections there, Jonathan. What will be your best bet on the night?
Unusually, I'm going to side with a hurdler. Castellines Kofi in the champion hurdle. I think he's a really good value. If he can just leave out that error that he made last week, he really is going to be tough to beat.
Okay, good stuff. A fantastic card in prospect at Wimbledon on Saturday evening. Should be a great night. Thank you very much, Jonathan, and enjoy it on Saturday evening.
Looking forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.